If you think about it, the human eye acts like a portal between your internal reality and the external world. This shape plays with the idea of interior and exterior space, too. It has volume and shape and takes up a whole lot of space, but it's also mostly air, barely there.
At the time, I was using a lot of references to sensory apparatus, to eyes, ears, mouths, noses.
That's artist Richard Deacon.
For those who have eyes, really came out of being given a whole pile of very thin stainless steel sheet. It was offcuts from the cladding of consumer toasters or something. And the work is, it's very, very thin, very flimsy, but it's also quite kind of hard to cut and quite hard to drill. And the structure is almost trying to work out how big a thing you could make out of such a flimsy material without adding any additional support to it. They're joined together by kind of self-made little cleats cut out of the excess bits of material. And I've learned a lot about how you stick pieces of metal together, and all that bending, rolling, pushing, all of that was a kind of act of work, and I thought that should be visible.